Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to have Jagmeet here in Skeena Bulkley Valley for the past couple of days, and taking him around to different communities and helping him understand the issues that we face as a region. Of course, just yesterday was the third annual National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. I was very pleased that Jagmeet was able to make it up to the Nass Valley, the homelands of the Niskat, to witness the rematriation of a totem pole that was stolen from the Niskat people over 90 years ago. And it was a very powerful day. Last night, we were in Kitimat Village with the Haisla people for a powerful event with survivors of residential schools. And really hearing their stories has galvanized us and has made us more committed than ever to fight for the survivors throughout the Northwest when we get back to Ottawa. This morning we want to talk about the cost of living. This is something that is affecting people across Canada, but here in Northwest BC as well. We've seen the cost of things like groceries go through the roof, and we see the biggest corporations in Canada making record profits on the backs of ordinary people. And this is something that we need to act on, and the NDP, Canada's New Democrats, are absolutely committed to tackling the rising cost of living, tackling grocery prices, so that families in places like Terrace are able to make ends meet. Just in the past couple of days, walking around town, talking to people in coffee shops, I've heard from so many people that are just astounded at how hard it is to get by. Just a couple of years ago, you know, there were people struggling, but people were able to make ends meet, and now that's become nearly impossible for so many people. And the cost of food is a big part of that. Jagmeet and I have been tackling the issue of food prices, the issue of grocery prices in Ottawa, and I want to introduce Jagmeet and give him a chance to talk about the specific initiative that we're working on, taking the issue of grocery prices to the floor of the House of the House of Commons to make a real difference for Canadian families and folks right here in Terrace. Here's Jagmeet.
Thanks so much, Taylor. And Taylor's been doing an incredible job here in this riding, in the Skeena Valley, fighting hard for people, and I really want to appreciate having Taylor on the team. It makes a big difference. When it comes to the cost of groceries, this is something that we know everyone is feeling. Everyone has felt that feeling when you go into the grocery store and you try to pick up the items that you normally buy, and then you see the price tag and you put it back on the shelf. You say, I just can't afford it. Families are having to make tough choices, sacrifices, figuring out how they can actually feed their families, how they can put food on the table. These are real difficult discussions and choices that people are making. All the while, we've seen these very same corporate grocery stores post record profits. Not just any old profits, they're making record profits. And we have taken this on. We are the only party willing to say what we all know is true, that the greed of these CEOs has driven up the cost of food. And we will not be able to bring it down unless we tackle that greed. We know that the cost of food has outpaced general inflation for over 21 months. That's almost 2 years. And the Liberals are only now making a show of taking action because they're plummeting in the polls. They did not do anything for 2 years while you and your families have had to pay thousands of dollars more for your groceries. Now, only now just making a show of asking CEOs nicely to stabilize prices. And they're only doing that because they're plummeting in the polls. We have been fighting these CEOs. We summoned them to committee. We challenged them directly. We've got the Competition Bureau to investigate, and they have found conclusively that profit margins are up. So what you're feeling is true. These corporate grocery stores are increasing the profit margins off of your backs. They're making record profits, and that is wrong. All the while, I also want to point out, Pierre Poilievre is not who he says he is. He has not once said that corporate greed has driven up the cost of food. He's never taken on corporate CEOs. In fact, when he was in power, not that long ago, grocery prices did go up. They went up significantly. And what was the response of the Conservative government to the increase of food prices? To give massive corporate tax giveaways. They basically gave away money to reward these corporate grocery stores that increase their prices. So we know their track record. They are not who they say they are. They are not going to take on the high cost of groceries. But we are. We're not afraid to take them on, and we've already put forward a bill that would strengthen protections for consumers. This would strengthen the laws to end price fixing and price gouging This would strengthen protections for consumers that would ensure that prices come down. That's what we need to do. We need to take on and force these large corporate grocery stores that are making huge profits to lower their prices by bringing in better protection for consumers. And that's what we're going to do.